Dem Rep. Stanton, candidates often shift from primary to general, you were seeing it with El Said. By Ian Hanchett on August 11, 2026. On Tuesday's broadcast of News Nation's Jesse Weber Live, Representative Greg Stanton, Diaz, responded to a question if Democratic candidates will need to moderate by saying that in a Democratic primary, do candidates emphasize what may differentiate them from the other candidate that may be more to the left, and if they win that primary, they emphasize things that appeal to a general electorate in the general? That's a tale as old as politics. Of course, that is the case. You're seeing it with El Said in Michigan. Stanton said, I think what you're seeing is different districts around the country have different makeups and they're going to elect candidates that best represent that district. The truth, though, is that, if we're going to win the majority, we need to make sure, in the most competitive seats, including the Trump seats, that we have Democratic candidates that can appeal to independents and moderate Republicans, if we're going to win the majority. And I think you're seeing that happen around the country. As much media and attention gets on the candidates, the DSA-inspired candidates, the real fact is, the biggest story in politics is going to be when Democrats win the majority. And it's going to be because we have the right candidates in the most competitive seats in this country. Host Jesse Weber then asked, do you believe the candidates that are out there, whatever race it may be, that they're going to moderate a little bit? It's one thing between a movement, and there's another thing between a campaign. And one of the things that Francesca Hung has been criticized for, she might not be ready for this level yet, the way, the messaging, the campaigning. But do you believe that, once they get elected, once they win a primary, in order to win those other voters, that they have to moderate, they have to go more to the middle, and do you think that's possible? Stanton answered, well, in a Democratic primary, do candidates emphasize what may differentiate them from the other candidate, that may be more to the left, and then they emphasize, if they win that primary, they emphasize things that appeal to a general electorate in the general? That's a tale as old as politics. Of course, that is the case. You're seeing it with El Said in Michigan. Representative Haley Stevens, DME, she lost and she immediately supported El Said to bring us together, to give us the best chance of winning that seat. That's what needs to happen, is we need to unite after these primaries. Because our common goal is to fight for the American people, bring down prices, and actually restore checks and balances to our government. We're not going to do that if Trump is the president and Republicans remain the majority in the House of Representatives. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.